CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 24th of March 2019. Here are the main news headlines. Australians set new microwave records. Bouvet Island, the expedition now en route. Smithsonian Institution, call sign revived. The Wireless Institute of Australia, the WIA, reports that new records have been set on the 47 gigs and 122 gigs bands. Operating 47 gigs mobile, David, VK5KK, and Wayne, VK5APN, set a new record of 20.8 kilometres on the 11th of March. At 122 gigahertz, Matt, VK2DAG, and David, VK2JDS, set a new VK2 state record of 100 metres. Although this is some way short of the world record, the 122 gigs band is fiendishly difficult and has serious attenuation challenges due to an atmospheric oxygen resonance. The much-anticipated 3Y0 Bouvet Islandy expedition is presently at sea en route to its destination. They set sail from Cape Town on the 19th on board the MV Atlantic Tuna. All being well, the team expects to land at the remote Antarctic island around Tuesday the 26th of March and hopes to be on the air before the end of the month. Meanwhile, en route, they plan to operate as E51DOM / Maritime Mobile. Historic American call sign NN3SI is being reactivated under the aegis of the Smithsonian Institution Amateur Radio Group, although presently lacking a permanent station location and unable yet to support guest operation. The group's president, John Weiss, N4NPG, told ARRL, "This is the start to amateur radio slowly coming back at the Smithsonian. We expect to begin operating holiday style starting in April." The deadline for applications to become a team member or the team leader for IOTA, Bulgaria, 2019 has been extended to the 14th of April. Full details on the RSGB website. News now of new videos from the RSGB. Two new videos from the 2018 RSGB convention and are available to members on the RSGB website. These are LF Forum, run by Dave Pick, G3YXM, and David Bowman, G0MRF, and the Dwingaloo story by Dick Harms, PA2DW. RSGB members can find these new releases and many other recordings on the RSGB's site. As part of the same move, two more videos from the 2018 RSGB convention are available on the RSGB YouTube channel. First, Jim Bacon, G3YLA, revisits his specialist subject, Sporadic E. Second is the Untold IOTA Story, an announcement of the new IOTA groups by Roger Ballister, G3KMA. These and many more can be found on the RSGB's website. RSGB members are reminded that every vote counts in the online polls ahead of the 2019 AGM. Members will find the resolutions and other details in the April issue of Radcom and on the RSGB's website. The AGM takes place on the 27th of April in Birmingham. Regrettably, the Train the Trainer courses planned for the 30th of March in Cambridgeshire has had to be cancelled. The organisers apologise for any inconvenience. Finally, a reminder of the start of British summertime next weekend. The clocks go forward 1 hour at 1 a.m. on Sunday the 31st of March, jumping to 2 a.m. Consequently, clocks set to BST will read 1 hour ahead of UTC times. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today, the 24th, the Hamzilla Radio Fest and Electronics Fair, hosted by Dover Amateur Radio Club, takes place, located at the Discovery Science Park Gateway House, Ramsgate Road, Sandwich in Kent, CT139FF. Doors are open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There'll be a bring and buy lectures, RSGB bookstall, special interest groups and trade stands. Catering is available on site. Contact Aaron M0IER on 07714 654267. The Kellington Radio Rally also takes place at Kellington Town Hall in Cornwall, PL177BD. Doors open at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m, admittance £2. There'll be a bring and buy and trade stands, catering available on site, and there's ample free parking in the adjacent car park. The rally is organised jointly by the Devon and Cornwall Repeater Group and Kellington ARS. More information from Roger 20RPH on 07854088882. Finally for today, the 24th, Causeway Coast Glens ARC Radio Rally takes place at Bushmills Community Centre, 14 Dunluce Road, Bushmills, County Antrim, BT578QG. Doors open 11 a.m, admittance £3. More details from Stephen with the PH, Stephen figures 769 at talktalk.net. Next Sunday, the 31st, the first British Amateur Television Club Regional Convention takes place in Bristol. It's hosted by North Bristol ARC at the SHE7 building, Braemar Crescent, Filton in Bristol, BS80TD. Doors open 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There'll be a full day of talks and demonstrations with a test bench available for visitors' projects. Further details on the BATC website or from Sean, G8VPG, on 01225873098. Also next Sunday, the Pencoed Radio Club tabletop sale takes place from 9:30 a.m. at Pencoed Rugby Club, the Verlands, Philindra Road, Pencoed, CF35 5PB. Refreshments available on site. Details from Madeline Roberts, 07738 375 775. To get your event into Radcom, onto GB2RS or on the RSGB website, please send details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We need to know about 4 months in advance, though, for Radcom. And now the DX News from 425 DX News and other sources. The Robinson Crusoe Island De-Expedition XR0ZRC on the Juan Fernandez Island, IOTA SA005, reports that their log uploads are being hampered by a very poor internet connection. The Russian Robinson Club also says they're suffering with S9 noise on the lower frequencies and may have to relocate the entire low-band operation. Casimir, DL2SBY, will be active as 6 Yankee 5KB from Jamaica, IOTA NA097, from the 28th of March to the 10th of April. He plans to operate CWSSBFT8 and possibly RITI on 80 to 6 metres. QSL via logbook of the world or direct only to home call. He no longer uses the bureau. A team from ARI Modena will be active as IG9MO from Lampedusa Island, AF019, from the 28th of March to the 2nd of April. They'll be operating SSB, CW and digital on the HF bands and will participate in the CQ Worldwide WPX SSB contest, QSL via IK4ALM. Jacek, SP5APW, will be active as XV9JK from Thu Island, AS157 in Vietnam, from the 10th to the 16th of March. He'll be operating mainly SSB 17 and 20 metres. In case of bad propagation, he'll operate FT8 on 40 and 30 metres. He might be QRV as XV9JK portable from mainland Vietnam between the 6th and 8th of March, QSL via club logs, OQRS or via home call. Dagmar DM7PQ stroke E51NPQ in Reina, DL1AUZ stroke E51AUZ will be active from Rarotonga, which is OC013 in the South Cooks. They will work holiday style from the 9th to the 11th of March and again between the 2nd and 11th of April. They'll also be on the air from Manihiki, which is OC014, between the 13th and 25th of March, and from Aitutaki, OC083, between the 27th and the 31st of March, operating CW only. Now special event news. From the 25th of March to the 1st of April, David G4YVM will be running GB5EEE, Europe, 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 operating from Salisbury. He'll be mostly using CW. This is one of several special event stations planned to be on the air around the 29th of March to mark the intended date of Britain's withdrawal from the European Union from a historical rather than political viewpoint. Other call signs include GB3XEU on the 6 metre and 4 metre SSB, and JT Data, GB4QEU on HF SSB, GB2BRX on HF, and GB1UK on VHF FM and SSB. Please send special event details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as early as possible for free publicity on GB2RS, Radcom and online. Remember that UK stations with special event call signs must be open to the public, so our free publicity can help your efforts become more widely known. Now for the contest news. UKEI Contest Club DXCW Contest ends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC today, the 24th. CW only on the 3.5 to 28 megs bands, contest bands. The exchange is signal report serial number and district code. Tuesday, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 2000 UTC. Using FM only, it's immediately followed by the all-mode 432 megs UK activity contest from 2000 to 2230 UTC. The exchange for both contests is signal report serial number and locator. Tuesday also sees the SHF UKAC running from 1930 to 2330 UTC using all modes on the 2.3 to 10 gigs bands. The report is signal report serial number and locator. On Wednesday, it's the UK EICC 80 metre contest from 2000 to 2100 UTC using CW only on 3.5 megs bands. The exchange is your four-character locator. The 80 metre club championships take place on Thursday, running 2000 to 2130 UTC, SSB only, 3.5 megs band, signal report serial number form the exchange. Next weekend, the CQ Worldwide WPX SSB contest, starting 0000 UTC on Saturday and ending at 2359 UTC on Sunday. SSB only event uses all the contest bands, 1.8 to 28 megs, the exchange is signal report and serial number. Now for radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. The sun burst into life, it says, this week with two new sunspots and solar flares aplenty. But before you get too excited, the spots are from the outgoing solar cycle 24. Sunspot 2736 erupted on Wednesday with a C4 class solar flare. The Earth-directed explosion sent ionisation rippling through Earth's upper atmosphere and caused a Dellinger fade-out over parts of Europe and Africa. A Dellinger fade-out, or sudden ionospheric disturbance, an SID, is an abnormally high ionisation or plasma density in the D region of the ionosphere. The SID results in a sudden increase in radio wave absorption that is most severe in the upper medium frequency and lower high frequency ranges. The explosion also hurled a coronal mass ejection, a CME, into space, which might deliver a glancing blow to the Earth's magnetic field. Although the bulk of the CME was not earthbound, be prepared for increased KP indices and or aurora on or around Saturday the 23rd. Meanwhile, tiny sunspot 2735 also appeared, helping to push the solar flux index to 77. Conditions were mixed this week, with Tuesday being dreadful and Wednesday being fair. Dean Pesnell, project scientist of the Solar Dynamics Observatory, said this week that solar minimum is now likely to be sometime in 2020. He didn't want to be drawn on exactly when. He added that the indications are that solar cycle 25 will be similar to 24, so we're not heading for a maunder minimum. Next week, NOAA has the solar flux index at 69, but the K index is predicted to hit 5 between March the 26th and 29th. Conditions should then be more settled for the weekend. Now for VHF and up, it's good tropo theme again, with at least one model keeping the large area of high pressure over the country for most of the coming week. However, being centred over the country, the inversion will probably be at low height, say around 1 kilometre or less, and there'll be drier air near the surface, so look for overnight lifts, especially if there's any fog. Another model is less enthusiastic at the end of the week, allowing low pressure to the north of Britain to bring a cold front south. This would produce rather windy weather and bring Tropo to an end. This cold front could be quite active with heavy rain along it, so perhaps an opportunity for some microwave rain scatter. The moon is heading to apogee a week today and declination is negative and falling all week. The coming week will therefore see shortening moon windows, low moon elevations and increasing losses for EMEs. The moon up is in the early hours in Europe. With still a month to go until the Lyrids meteor shower, we have to rely on random meteors around dawn for the best chance of meteor scatter DX. And remember that if the weather fails to produce propagation, there's always aircraft reflection to fall back on for VHF DX, especially in the lower gigahertz band. Just Google aircraft scatter to learn about this fascinating mode. And that's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me also until next week.